A missing adult alert is in effect for a Canal Fulton woman. 67-year-old Robin Costanzo was last seen around 3:30 Tuesday afternoon leaving her home on Kepler Avenue headed toward Howard. She's 5'5", 150 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes, and was wearing a blue shirt and black pants. She may be driving a bronze 2015 Nissan Murano. If you see her or the vehicle, call 911. Two women accused in connection with a Canton double homicide are slated to return to municipal court Friday following their arraignments today. Melissa Terrell of Canton was given a $200,000 bond. She faces aggravated arson, tampering with evidence, and obstructing official business. Emily Ryder of Canton was given a $50,000 bond and faces obstructing justice. Meanwhile, Daryl Washington and Eric Lamar of Canton waived preliminary hearings Tuesday, sending their cases to the Stark County Grand Jury. Washington is charged with aggravated murder. The case involves the August 9th shooting deaths of Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager. Both were found in a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. A former teenage witness is now recanting testimony that helped send an Alliance man to death row. Butch Walcott was 14 when he testified against Tyrone Noling in the trial for the 1990 murders of an Atwater Township couple. The Akron Beacon Journal reports Walcott said at Tuesday's clemency hearing he was coerced into lying and that he and the other teens had nothing to do with the killings. Noling has maintained his innocence for 30 years. Prosecutors still oppose clemency. The Ohio Parole Board plans to recommend whether Noling should be granted clemency to Governor Mike DeWine Tuesday. Two Canton police officers will be sentenced September 24th on felony charges stemming from the April 2024 death of Frank Tyson. Bo Shonagy pleaded guilty in Stark County Common Police Court August 10th to dereliction of duty, while Camden Birch pleaded guilty to failure to report a crime. Both were originally indicted for reckless homicide. The pleas came as jury selection was beginning in their trial. The plea deal means the officers must resign from the police department. Canton Police Chief John Gabbard is addressing a video circulating on social media showing officers handcuffing a juvenile on a Highland Road Northeast porch. Gabbard says officers were searching for suspects connected to recent car thefts, including at least one juvenile. A canine team tracked the suspects to the 700 block of Highland, where officers stopped a juvenile on a porch who they say matched the description and placed him in handcuffs. Police say the juvenile was quickly determined not to be involved and was released. The primary suspect, 18-year-old Kenneth Moore Jr., was later found hiding behind a house across the street. Gabbard says the video clip is being shared and commented on without consideration of the facts available to the officers at the time. Several Flock license plate cameras have been vandalized in Jackson Township. Police say two cameras on Strip Avenue Northwest were cut down Friday. Other cameras were damaged on Fulton Drive, Wales Avenue, and at Home Depot. North Canton police also are investigating a camera pole cut down Friday on Apple Grove Street Northwest. No arrests have been announced. Police continue to investigate. Concerns are growing over a proposed data center in Canton. Project Shelby would bring a more than 320-megawatt facility to the former Ford property south of Georgetown Road Northeast. Residents are worried about noise, water use, the electric grid, and property values and spoke up at a recent community meeting. Developer Panattoni says construction could begin within 6 to 10 months and create about 670 construction jobs. Parkway Preschool in Alliance is getting more than $400,000 in new heating and cooling equipment. The Board of Education Tuesday approved the purchases from Gardner Building Technology Partners. They are a boiler for nearly $162,000 and a chiller for about $256,000. The board also approved an agreement with Stark County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery for the 2026-27 school year. Also approved was more than $1.1 million in permanent appropriations. The board agreed to several new hires and staffing changes, including teachers, tutors, cafeteria workers, and support staff. A two-month-old baby was ejected from a vehicle in a Tuesday morning crash on I-77 in Tuscarawas County. The Highway Patrol says the car left the northbound lanes, hit a fence and utility box, then overturned south of Route 250 around 8:10. The infant was not properly secured in a car seat. The child was flown to a hospital. The driver and another passenger were taken by ambulance. The crash is under investigation. Residents near Camp James Garfield may hear loud explosions tomorrow. The Ohio Army National Guard will conduct grenade training at the Portage and Trumbull County facility. Officials say intermittent explosions and gunfire are expected through the annual training season, which typically runs through September. A man is dead after a house fire in East Liverpool early Tuesday. Firefighters were called to the 2000 block of Ohio Avenue around 2 and learned the occupant was still inside. The two-story home collapsed during the blaze and an excavator was used to recover the victim. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause. The victim's name has not been released. A man accused in the kidnapping of a woman in Poland Township is sentenced. 41-year-old Samuel Shipton was found guilty Tuesday after a two-day bench trial. Common Pleas Judge Wyatt McKay sentenced Shipton to 6 to 9 years in prison. He and 43-year-old James Sladuski were indicted last July on charges of kidnapping and felonious assault. The charges stem from an October 2023 overdose of a woman at a home on Youngstown-Pittsburgh Road. She was revived with Narcan and taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center with injuries including a fractured rib, sternum, and a collapsed lung. Sladuski was also found guilty and will be sentenced at a later date. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.